In a nation of discontent and countless political agitators, Adolf Hitler searched for a new life role following his decorated performance as a corporal in World War I. In spite of his clear talent as an artist, he was denied entry to the Vienna Academy of Arts, which was a huge shock to Hitler. He had been convinced that he would succeed. Hitler was also rejected from training as an architect. I wonder if he would have also excelled as an architect if he had been given the chance. Whether or not Nazi-built architecture was influenced by Hitler's creativity is a question not delved into here. On invitation, Hitler joined a small fledgling socialist revolutionary group called the German Workers' Party. The initial group of less than 100 would-be revolutionaries was led by an active committee of seven, including Hitler. On April 1, 1920, the party was renamed National Socialist German Worker Party, and Hitler's brilliance as an orator, organizer, propagandist, and leader became clear. A special advantage of the Nazis was that early funds flowed in as a result of Hitler's inspirational speeches, and that ties to patriotic German military contacts brought in much-needed large chunks of funding. Furthermore, the army and judiciary were curiously kept somewhat independent within the Weimar Constitution, forming a kind of state within a state, and Hitler's background, patriotism, inspirational speeches, and obvious leadership abilities found favor with a few key supporters within the army.